The Ten Commandments, Week 1, Introduction and the First Commandment. And he took the book of the covenant and read it in the ears of the people, and they said, "All that the Lord has spoken, we will do and hear." Exodus 24, verse 7. Day 1. Exodus 19, Preparations for Receiving the Ten Commandments. And Yehovah said to Moses, "Go to the people and sanctify them today and tomorrow, and let them wash their garments. And let them be prepared against the third day, because in the third day Yehovah will come down to the eyes of all the people upon Mount Sinai. And thou shalt set a border to the people round about, saying, Take heed to yourselves, that you do not go up into the mountain, or touch the extremity of it. Everyone who touches the mountain, dying he shall die. A hand shall not touch it, for stoning he shall be stoned, or shooting he shall be shot. If a beast, if a man, he shall not live. When the trumpet's sound is drawn out, they shall come up to the mountain." And Moses went down from the mountain to the people, and sanctified the people, and they washed their garments. And he said to the people, "Be ready for 3 days. Do not approach a woman." True Christian Religion, 282. There is not a nation in the whole world which does not know that it is wicked to murder, to commit adultery, to steal, and to bear false witness, and that kingdoms, republics, and every form of organized society would be at an end unless these evils were guarded against by laws. Who then can suppose that the Israelitish nation was so stupid beyond all others as not to know that these are evils? Anyone, therefore, may wonder that laws so universally known in the world should have been promulgated from Mount Sinai by Yehovah himself in so miraculous a way. But listen, they were promulgated in so miraculous a way to make known that these laws are not only civil and moral laws, but also divine laws, and that acting contrary to them is not only doing evil to the neighbor, that is, to a fellow citizen and society, but is also sinning against God. Wherefore, these laws, by their promulgation by Yehovah from Mount Sinai, were made also laws of religion. Evidently, whatever Yehovah commands, he commands in order that it may be a matter of religion, and thus something to be done for the sake of salvation. True Christian Religion, 283. In the Israelitish church, the Decalogue was holiness itself. The commandments of the Decalogue were the first fruits of the Word, and therefore the first fruits of the church about to be established with the Israelitish nation. And as they were, in a brief summary, the complex of all things of religion by which there is a conjunction of God with man and of man with God, they were so holy that nothing could be holier. That they were most holy is clearly manifest from the way they were given on Mount Sinai and the stories of the miracles done by the Ark containing the Decalogue. True Christian Religion, 285. Because by that law there is a conjunction, or joining together, of the Lord with man and of man with the Lord, that law is called the covenant and the testimony. The covenant, because it brings about conjunction, and the testimony, because it confirms the articles of the covenant. For this reason, there were two tables, one for God and the other for man. The Lord brings about conjunction, but only when man does what is written in his table. For the Lord is continually present and wishes to enter in, but man, by the freedom which he has from the Lord, must open to him. For the Lord says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him, and will have supper with him, and he with me. Since covenant means conjunction, it is said of the Lord that he shall be a covenant for the people. He is also called the messenger of the covenant in Malachi, and his blood is called the blood of the covenant in Matthew 26 and elsewhere. And therefore, the word is called the Old Covenant or Testament and the New Covenant or Testament, for covenants are made for the sake of love, friendship, association, and conjunction. Some questions. Why do you think there were strict boundaries set around Mount Sinai to prevent people from coming too close when the Ten Commandments were given? What does that mean for us? How well known are the Ten Commandments in our country today? Do you think a majority regard them as divine? The Lord gave us the Ten Commandments as a brief summary of all things of religion. Can you see and sometimes feel how the Decalogue conjoins us with God and also promotes love, friendship, association, and conjunction among men?